Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to Superintendent of Police out there in Upper Darby, Mike Chipwood. He's got, once again, a story that's just ripped from the headlines. Mike, why does it always happen in Upper Darby?
Good morning, Dom.
Morning.
I told you before, all roads lead to Upper Darby. That's it. That's bottom line.
Yeah, so we're talking about this exchange student, particularly in this heightened awareness of all these things with schools. You get word, kid does the right thing. He apparently, allegedly, the exchange student, says to another kid at the school that he'd like to, or he's going to shoot up the school, meaning Bonner Prendy. And it gets reported to you, and on Tuesday, you issue an arrest. Give us an idea. You were very firm in the paper. Say, you do something like that, we are going to arrest you.
Well, I think in this day and age, with the school environments across the country being what they are, there's got to be zero tolerance on the police department's angle of any person, any student, or anybody who makes a threat against a student to shoot, to bomb, to hurt any student, to get locked up, and then you let everything unravel. But in this particular case, not only does he make the statement that he's going to shoot the school up on May the 1st, don't go, we find the iPad that's owned by the school. We're able to analyze it and find out that this individual that we arrested was on there looking to buy an AR-15 or a AK-47. We then get enough probable cause to search his house, and we come up with bullets. We come up with a ballistic vest. We come up with video that he sent other students of him with a gun.
Yeah, Mike, the stuff that jumped out at me, too, ear protection, strangling device called a garrote, military-style ski mask, a crossbow that's high-end with seven arrows. And his attorney, I think, was in the news yesterday saying this was just, you guys just saw a Halloween outfit.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, the attorney can say what the attorney wants to say. He's in jail. We contacted ICE. They lodged a detainer, an immigration detainer on him. He's not going anywhere. So, I mean, the school did what the school did and they had to do. We did what we had to do. Now we'll see what the system does. I mean, that's the bottom line.
You've said something new here, too, that you have that he was trying to procure weapons, too. Have you managed to figure out how he was able to procure the other items? I guess they're legal to buy, right?
They're all legal to buy. I mean, by itself, it's legal. But when you add it all up, it's like, okay, it could be a very dangerous situation. And that's what you have to do. You have to look at all the facts. And then when you get all the facts together, and we're still investigating, so we still have to download his cell phone, we still have to download the iPad from the school, but we're continuing our investigation. I got two guys working on it full time, and we'll do whatever we got to do to present the evidence. But the bottom line is, we did not wait. You know, I'm not going to get caught up in the waiting. If you make a threat, you're locked up. That's that simple. And then you explain to the society why you made the threat.
Let me joust with you on the other side, even though, for the record, I'm on your side on this, absolutely. People might say, I'm not sure if his attorney said, look, kids are immature, he is 18, and they joke. This may have been seen as a joke or something like that. Every time a kid jokes at a school now in Upper Darby, in your purview, Mike, you're going to come and arrest them, they would say.
I think what you have to do is you have to look at the totality of the circumstances. And the totality of the circumstances would lead anybody with any common sense, this kid needs to be locked up and thrown out of school. And that's what you have to do. You have to look at the totality. We get these calls. We investigate everyone. And, you know, if it's circumstances, like you say, that it is a joke, and we can prove it's a joke and show it's a joke, we always make sure that we go and we check the house to make sure there's no weapons in the house and to make sure the individual who's making the threats does not have some type of dilemma with respect to mental health issues. So, I mean, we look at everyone. Now, that when I say zero tolerance means it's not going to be poo-pooed or shoved aside or put in a different venue. It's going to be looked at and checked out because we take it serious.
Well, and absolutely, and I think rightfully so. Now, do you have a recommendation, if this all turns out the way it seems to be going, about this? Listeners should know, too, a key point, you mentioned ICE, he's an exchange student. I think based upon this, at least if the news reports are right and where your instincts are going, there is a reasonable case to say this kid ought to go back to his native country, that your people that you protect out there, I don't know how safe they feel based upon these news reports that he's here.
Well, I think, again, once we get everything done, I mean, we're only 2 days into the investigation. Once we get everything done, certainly we contacted ICE because he is an exchange student from Taiwan, and they will do what they got to do. And you know, my assumption would be that if by chance he's released, they jump right on him and he's in federal custody as we move forward with the investigation. I think once the investigation's done and it proves that he's done something wrong, I mean, I don't necessarily want to see the kid spend the next 20 years in jail, but send him back to Taiwan.
Yeah, that's exactly where I think it should go. Mike, thank you as always, and you're right. All roads lead to Upper Darby. It is amazing. Hey, Mike, thank you.
Right.
Thanks for jumping on today.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.